And how is she doing, and how did your patient do in terms of tolerability issues with panitumumab?
So my patient has tolerated reasonably well. She took more breaks than I might have liked, so I wouldn't say it was exactly intense therapy
Breaks
because
because of?
she just the acne so disturbed her. Panitumumab, if there's any difference between cetuximab and panitumumab other than the infusion risk, reaction risk, panitumumab tends to cause more acne. And that's not surprising because panitumumab was developed after cetuximab. And when panitumumab, the dosing was being determined, we knew, I having done some of the original studies at the time, we knew that rash reflected a pharmacodynamic factor, so we treated patients to acne. And so the dosing of panitumumab is a bit more aggressive, and probably the depth of acne is worse.
And did you do any supportive care issues
Right,
with
so
her? Did they help at
they
all?
do help a
What do
lot.
you do?
We use skin treatment, we use antibiotics, and
You do it
we
preemptively?
do preemptively.
And what happened with your man, your 67-year-old man, when he got the FOLFIRI panitumumab? What kind of issues came up there?
So we do start those patients preemptively on minocycline. I prefer minocycline over doxycycline, less toxicities. And, of course, we do the same. I mean, all of us do the same standard teaching about, how to keep moisturized, when to call us. We typically also have our pharmacist check on those patients from time to time, in addition to the visits to the clinic.
What about sun exposure? Is that an issue?
Sun exposure is a big issue, and we're in Arizona, so certainly the sun can be overwhelming. So you have to teach them about all these things. Sunscreen doesn't really protect you on its own, so you have to really cover yourself when you're exposed directly to the sun. So that's one of the things about these agents is, you really end up being almost a ninja having to hide from the sun. Certainly, affects me. But chemotherapy overall can sensitize to the effects of the sun. The patient actually had, I'd say, a grade 1+ rash, relatively tolerable. He lost his hair. He had some diarrhea, but he, because this is the nice thing about, when you expose those patients to FOLFIRI bevacizumab and you pretty much earlier on teach them, educate them how to deal with the diarrhea. When they get to a regimen that may have a higher incidence of diarrhea, they're already very learned and they're able essentially to handle the diarrhea pretty well, which he did. He lived on his own. He didn't have any significant support around him, and he was doing great and kept on doing great, except, he's been going on this for 1 year. I must say that right now he's on just panitumumab. I'm almost arguing with myself since I said, I don't understand the value of EGFR inhibitor maintenance because we don't know the data. We don't have good data. He's been doing okay, and he's almost in remission. And I think that in the next couple of months, when I see him back, I may just give him a holiday from
Has he
treatment.
had a decrease in tumor activity on panitumumab alone?
So panitumumab was primarily after we had
You
the
already had it.
induction. If you look at the studies with FOLFIRI panitumumab, albeit they were primarily following FOLFOX failure, the response rate when you start selecting for these left-sided RAS wild type, BRAF wild type tumors ends up being close to 55, 60%. So it's a high, very high response rate in the second line.